This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Morning Show, broadcast number 237 for Monday, January 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton. The ICE Futures canola market is posting small losses Monday morning in choppy trade. The March contract down $1.50 at $637.20 per ton. Weakness in the Chicago soy complex accounted for some spillover selling pressure, with European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil also down to start the week. However, tightening supply projections and the need to ration demand did remain supportive for canola from a fundamental standpoint. On the technical side, managed money fund traders added to their net short position in canola futures in the last reporting period, taking it to around 52,000 contracts. Meanwhile, U.S. President Donald Trump has threatened to impose 25% tariffs on all Canadian imports as early as February 1st, and that's keeping caution in the grain and oilseeds. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower. Soybeans pressured by cuts to Argentina's export taxes, which could lead to increased export competition from the South American country. Dry areas of Argentina also saw some welcome rain over the weekend. March soybeans down 12 cents at 10.43 per bushel. The advancing Brazilian harvest was another bearish influence, although some private forecasters have been lowering their production estimates. The corn market, also pressured by the possibility of increased exports out of Argentina, March down 6 cents at 4.80 per bushel. A mounting trade dispute between the U.S. and Colombia accounted for additional weakness in corn, as the country is a major buyer of U.S. corn. The USDA did announce private export sales this morning of 139,000 tons of corn to Mexico, providing some support. Wheat futures lower across the board following corn and soybeans. Minneapolis spring wheat down 8 cents in the March contract at $5.87 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 9 cents in March at $5.50 per bushel. Chicago soft wheat down 9 cents in the March contract at $5.34 per bushel. Cold temperatures last week did damage as much as 15% of the U.S. winter wheat crop, and that was providing some support tempering the declines. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, January 27th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Warkenton.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.